At a NATO meeting in Brussels today, the topic was missile defense, specifically U.S. plans to build part of its missile defense system in Poland and in the Czech Republic. The U.S. says the system is needed to defend against attack from so-called rogue states like Iran. But until now, the plans have met with skepticism from some European allies and hostility from Russia. From Brussels, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Russia's ambassador to NATO says he feels a real dialogue has finally started with the U.S. on missile defense, and he says Moscow likes that much better than just being told what Washington's doing. But going into today's meeting, Konstantin Totsky said Moscow still believes the U.S. putting a radar in the Czech Republic and interceptor missiles in Poland changes the post-Cold War stability between Russia and the West.
Of course, we think this is a strategic shift in the balance of power in our region, and no one can convince us otherwise.
Coming out of the meeting, he added that Russia believes the U.S. site could in the future expand beyond the 10 unarmed interceptors planned for now. He also said Moscow and Washington disagree over the best place to put missile interceptors in Europe, and that Russia doubts any nation, including Iran, would soon be a real threat to NATO.
No government in the world would start an attack on a member of NATO having only 5, 10, 15, 20 rockets. For such an attack, they'd need hundreds. We propose to use, first of all, diplomatic measures to prevent a nation from getting so many missiles.
The U.S. says its planned missile defense expansion is in no way a threat to Russia. Officials say it's designed to protect U.S. troops in Europe, as well as all NATO allies, except for technical reasons, Romania, Bulgaria, Greece, and Turkey, from a long-range missile attack. Allies today agreed that any future NATO missile defense they might build to fill that gap should be compatible with the American system. They also agreed the American plans do not threaten Russia. Assistant Secretary of State John Rood says Washington wants to cooperate with Moscow on missile defense.
This could be a very broad range of cooperation, such as exploration of new technologies, research and development cooperation, perhaps co-production of components or systems, or work by our deployed forces in their ability to operate together, say, in a joint peacekeeping operation or joint exercises.
Some European nations have been concerned about what they see as Washington's lack of diplomacy in going ahead with its plans. They say it's important not to alienate Russia, whose support is needed on a wide range of international issues. But U.S. Undersecretary of Defense Eric Edelman says NATO members resolved today to not let Russia exploit concerns among the allies.
There was great agreement that it is very important that the alliance remain united on this issue. I learned a lot about the different, you know, concerns that people bring to the table, but what was very interesting was how much people seem to be coalescing around these issues and seeing them in a very similar way.
Diplomats were at these meetings, though. Much of the opposition in Europe to U.S. missile defense plans has come from elected members of parliaments. But both Russia and NATO allies realize they can do nothing to stop the U.S. from building the system, presuming Poland and the Czech Republic agree. They seem prepared at this point to talk further about how to best go along with American plans. Emily Harris, NPR News, Brussels.